It's the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Hey, Beverly. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm really good. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Not a problem. So why don't you tell us how this all started? How did you and Roy get together?
Okay, well, I met Roy at a bar, a local bar here near my neighborhood, and I was actually waiting for a friend. We were just kind of going to have a girls' night out.
Right.
And he was there, and we started talking, and I really didn't mind. He was really nice to look at, and it was a nice time.
Of course. Well, did he, like, ask you out before your friend showed up, or how did that work out?
No. He kind of, once my friend showed up, he gave us some space, and later on, after about an hour or so, I guess, like, he walked up to me, and he gave me his number on a napkin.
Awesome. So I'm assuming you called him after that?
Yes, I definitely called him.
Well, my next question is, how did the date go?
I personally thought it went really well, and I thought we really got to know each other. Like, we didn't do any of the small talk. We just kind of, like, dove right into it. We got into exes and kind of, like, our childhood. It was pretty refreshing.
Okay, so when was the last time that you guys spoke?
I would say it was something like 3 weeks ago or something like that.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Any reason or idea as to why Roy might be ghosting you?
Honestly, the only thing I can think of is that maybe it really did just get too real for him.
Right.
Because we talked about some deep stuff, you know, mm-hmm. and maybe we should have waited for that. I'm not sure.
Well, you never know with these. So why don't we give him a call and find out what's going on, what's his problem is.
Okay.
All right. Hang on. Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. We got a second date update happening right now, where just a few minutes ago we spoke with Beverly, who had a great time on our date, and, you know, things got a little personal and intimate, and then nothing from Roy. So let's call him out and find out what's going on, why he's not calling her back right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Roy?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. We were actually calling about the date that you went on with Beverly. Do you mind if we talk about that?
Oh, oh God, why?
Well, she actually called us and wanted to know if we could just, you know, give you a call and find out what's going on, why you haven't called her back.
Well, she should know what's going on.
Well, she did mention that maybe she thought that the two of you got a little too real for the first date. Like, the conversation went a little
too... No, that all that stuff was fine. You know, we had great conversation, and I was totally cool with that. What happened that got everything all messed up was after dinner when she came back to my place.
What? Okay, so what happened? Do you mind going a little bit more into detail with that?
Well, you know, we were having a great date, really good conversation. One thing led to another.
Right.
My bedroom, and you know, we were going at it, and I started to smell and see smoke.
So was there like a fire in your apartment? Did y'all like light some candles or something?
No, there wasn't a fire. Apparently Beverly likes to go overboard with baby powder, and this chick was literally smoking.
Like, so much so that you thought that there was a fire? Baby powder?
Yes. It was like her ass baked a cake. Awful.
Oh, God. Okay, gee. Okay. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. And once we were done, my bed looked like a freaking crime scene. There was a huge white body imprint on my bed, you know, when we finished.
Really? Like, you're not being a tad dramatic about that?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Well, I actually have Beverly on the line with us. Beverly, do you want to defend yourself here? I mean, did you go a little too overboard with the baby powder?
Okay.
I'm right. I did.
Oh.
Okay. Relax. I get a little sweaty, okay? And the baby powder kind of keeps me from being gross. It's like something that, I don't know, people have done for generations. You wouldn't want to be intimate with someone
you know,
who's
well,
gross.
Yeah, well, you yourself in baby powder either. I keep finding this powder in my bedroom. It's gross. It's been almost a month, and I've washed my sheets.
Okay, why didn't you just say anything? You didn't say anything when all of this was happening.
Yeah, I was in a panic. I was trying to check my smoke detector to see if my place was going to burn to the ground.
Oh, my.
I can't believe this is why you didn't call me.
Look,
you can't use your words and just say something when I'm there?
No, because your essence is still all over my place.
Okay, whatever. You look, you got that far anyway, dude.
So, I'm assuming there's not going to be a second date here?
Absolutely not.
Your 106.3 in the morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.